Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. It's our buddy Tyler Joe Miller on the podcast this week. Let's bring him in and see what the heck he wants to talk about.
Yeah, let's get it over with.
It's Tyler Joe Miller. Yeah, let's just phone this one in. Hey, it's February. January lasted for 8 years, but we're finally
it did.
We're finally here now. Not for you. You traveled. Were you traveling in January?
Yeah, I was just doing a little bit of traveling. I guess I started doing a little bit of traveling a little too late into the winter break. Cause now we got a bunch of crap going on. So
yeah, way to go.
Yeah. It's not the right time to do that.
All right. So I got to ask you a little bit about your trip. So were you doing music stuff or was this totally just personal? I'm going to go do Europe for a little while.
Totally personal. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nothing music. Yeah. I don't think anybody has a clue who I am over there. They barely knew who I am over here. So
that's awesome. What? what I noticed about Europe is when you do the conversion on stuff, how expensive things are. I haven't been to Europe in a long time, but I remember like we were eating at McDonald's and I did the conversion from, I was in the UK actually. So it was from pounds to Canadian. And I'm like, man, if you do the conversion, that breakfast cost me $40, you know, Europe's expensive.
It is. Yeah. I mean, I even posted like I posted a story of me being in a layover in like the Switzerland airport. Yeah. And we had like a delayed flight and like it got like diverted because of some like plane malfunction, which is always a good sign. Mm-hmm. And so they gave us like these vouchers and the amount that it amounted to, like I asked for a coffee in Switzerland and they're like, well, this is what you can get. And they give me like the tiniest little shot glass of a coffee, which I mean, if it was probably like a really nice espresso that I should have enjoyed more, but it's like it just didn't buy much from the vouchers that they gave us.
That's funny.
But I really want to do like a trip down in the Middle East and those sort of countries.
Yeah.
I would love to go down there and like Israel and stuff like that. I think it'd be really cool. But this time I just stopped in Turkey. So.
So you just did Turkey?
Yeah, basically for the most part. So I've always wanted to try Turkish coffee. The actual original way that they would make it is like in this like really hot sand, and they basically just boil the like really fine coffee grounds with water and like a little bit of sugar if you want, and it's like I've seen videos of it like years ago. And I just love coffee and I love really like dark, rich coffee. I was like, damn, I really want to try Turkish coffee. And that was really like the best part of the trip and the main reason for why I would want to go to Turkey. The coffee is just unreal.
Awesome. I love that you like coffee. Yeah. I was so late to coffee. I had friends I was in my 30s before I liked the taste of it. I had friends who were drinking it and I'm like, man, I'm making up for lost time now. I try to drink as much as
it's so good.
I was just going to ask, man. So you're on some festivals now that you've never played before and you're actually going out and playing shows. That must not get old to actually be able to announce Tyler Joe Miller concerts.
Oh man, it is so nice. I feel like we, you know, for the longest time, we didn't really have the opportunity to go play shows. And then finally we got like a taste of it. And so me and the band were able to actually go out and play, you know, some festivals and some concerts and stuff. And then I feel like it was so short lived and then all of a sudden, boom, everything's canceling again. Mm-hmm. And so we got the taste of it and I got the taste of actually being able to be out in front of a crowd and not only just play my songs, but them singing the songs back to me.
It's so
cool. Oh man, there's nothing like it. Like I remember my team telling me, you know, once you get out there and you're playing in front of these fans and they're singing your songs back, like it's the best feeling in the world. I was like, yeah, well, I don't know. We'll see. And then I do it. I'm like, oh crap. Yeah. That's an awesome feeling. And so it, yeah, I'm just stoked that we're announcing some more festivals and shows and stuff coming up, and we get to actually go out and freaking play some more music.
Now, last time we chatted on the podcast, you were taking some of your old band from back in the church days out on the road, and you're doing some shows.
Yeah.
Did they all make the cut? Are you still using the same guys? Or did you vote any of them out? Like, come on, man.
No, they all made the cut.
Well, that's good.
Once I made the switch over I took a break from music for a while and then ended up going back into the scene, but doing country music. The guys were, when I told them that my intention was to, be playing country music like I've always wanted to do, it was just like unanimous. Like everybody was like, yeah, that's what we're going to do. And we're into it. And so, we've got such like a cool, just relationship between all of us that like, we want to get together and practice. We want to get better. We want to play new songs. We like the other day, we hadn't played together since the CCMAs, and we all just got together at our practice space and basically just drank and played ping pong and stuff like that, and then practiced a little bit.
But that's great. It's like relief, right? That's a get together and you guys become tighter then.
Totally.
When you're out on the road together and it's stressful because it's been like a lot of days on the bus with these guys, just think back mm-hmm. to that day and go, yeah, you know what? We used to have a lot of fun. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure it's going to be great. But there must be those days when you're on a tour, and I know you haven't played enough to know, but you must have been warned at some point where it's just like, man, we've been together a lot. I can just imagine, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I haven't exactly had the luxury of being able to say that yet. But I've also been told, by even good close friends in the industry or even on my label about like, you tour with a band that you really enjoy being around, great musicians, but also you really have to enjoy being around them because they're your new family. They're the people that you're spending the most time with. And I think we got a pretty damn good family, and there's still aspects to the music that I want to be including live. But like right now, like we don't have a fiddle player with us right now, but there's a fiddle player that played back with us in the day. And I'm like, man, like I want to start being able to incorporate more of this stuff, but I'm also learning as still technically a new artist on the scene. It's like, you got to work up to those things, and you can only have certain amount of people on the road at a time. And it's a bit of a tug of war with that.
You got a big announcement coming to your socials, and to the rest of the world, in the next week or so. And we can't even allude to it, but this is going to be something where I'm sure you've had this brewing for a while, and it's finally time to make this announcement, and you must be just so thrilled and you want to do it now. I know you can't, but you want to.
Yeah, I really want to. I've been contemplating if I just say it or not.
Yeah. What happened? But I got to tell you though.
Yeah. We're releasing Sometimes I Do Again.
Yeah. Pillow Talking 2.0.
Yeah. 2.0. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Do you have any collections? Do you collect anything?
Do I collect anything? That's a good question.
Okay, let me rephrase it then.
I don't think so.
If you don't have a collection, what's the most valuable piece of something that you own? Autograph, memorabilia, something. You're making it sound like you just live out of a suitcase. What's like, I don't have anything. Yeah.
If you saw my room, you'd think I'm a hoarder. So, okay. There are a couple things that I do keep as memorabilia. One is actually from a country bar that used to be opened up here called Roosters. Mm-hmm. And me and my buddies used to go there all the time, like 2-3 times a week. And that was the place to, go party and hang out. And there was like the two country bars here that were really big, I guess, were like Roosters and Gabby's. And so it was between the two, but I would always go to Roosters before I started going to the other place, mm-hmm. to Gabby's, and they closed down. Both of them are closed down now. But Roosters had like the last night, their closing night, where they would have a bunch of just random country musicians come, and they'd get up on stage and like switch different instruments and play different songs, and just kind of had like a big open jam. And so that I went up and played, just jammed out a little bit. And it was my first time playing Roosters and my last time, because they closed the next day. But at the end, when I left, I was like, I've been such a big fan of just going to this place. I ended up taking a coat rack coin that they have on like the hangers, and I just took the coin. So now I have a Roosters coin.
That is fantastic. See, but that's yeah. that's memorabilia you're always gonna have, and it's a good yeah. story for like 30 years from now. There was a time that I played, and they closed the bar the next day.
So I stole from them.
Oh, I love that. That's good.
Yeah.
So are you still, I know you were painting last time we chatted. Are you able to keep doing that and finding time? Because, I mean, man, everyone wants someone that can do trades right now. It must be so hard to maybe walk away from that when everyone's calling you and you're really good at it. So.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because I feel so I have actually stopped doing full-time construction. So I've been trying out this whole full-time musician thing, which apparently is super busy through the winter. But so exactly. Yeah, no, I stopped doing full-time painting at the start of our I did a Nashville trip in October, and then we had our MDM, like our label's acoustic tour before the CCMAs. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of stopped around then. And it's funny because I've gotten like so many calls or emails and stuff from people that, used to paint for, or people that want like new quotes and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah. Oh man. Like, I feel like I'm getting more of that since I quit.
Yeah, it's like, well, wait a second. I'm like, oh man. Sorry.
yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, I'm not doing that full time anymore.
If you miss the lifestyle of being one of those construction people, when you're out this way, I just bought a house in October and I got a long list. So I'm just letting you know that if you have a layover, if you have some time.
Oh, perfect. Oh man, shoot. I just quit in October. So
I know. It's kind of
man, what horrible timing. What
horrible timing. I would have had you out here doing my siding and my window. No, I'm just kidding. It's fine. I'll find someone in 2025. Man, everyone's booked.
Yeah.
Everyone's just
booked. Yeah, it's nuts, man. During COVID was probably the busiest time for our company too. Like it was people just had, they're not spending money on vacations and whatever. And so people spend a lot of money on renovations and painting and stuff like that. Or people would try to do their own houses and then they'd realize that they screwed it up because they're not good at painting. So then they'd hired us.
Yeah. That would be us. That'd be my wife and I. And it maybe not that we screwed up our house. We would just maybe be on the verge of screwing up our marriage. Right. It'd be just like, okay, we can't, we tried to build a barbecue once and it almost ended in badness. Like it was just like, no, you know what? We don't work. No, it's fine. And then real quick, you're such a charity minded guy. I know it's been so tough to get out there and do your charity work, but how is everything going, with your schools and things that you've been building and all that?
Man. Yeah. That's funny timing. Cause yesterday I actually just made a post about it. I haven't posted about Guatemala stuff for a while. But yeah, it kind of sucks because it sort of had to take a back seat as I'm trying to, establish my career and stuff like that with music. But it's always been, still the heart of the reason why I'm doing any of this stuff. But it's been tough because we couldn't actually get down there to do anything. And you don't want to make a trip down there and then get screwed over because policies change friggin' every day. And so, yeah, we've just kind of been cautious of that. And it sucks. Central America got hit by like two hurricanes over COVID too. And so our organization we partner with down there got like just a ton of flooding and just crazy stuff happening. And so it's been something that we've really wanted to do to get down there. But, we're in talks right now of figuring out what the next steps are, and kind of just saying, screw it, let's just get down there and let's raise some more money and get some more stuff built. But now we kind of have to reassess the situation, because the last thing we want to do is go down there and tell them what they need. And so we want to, you know, figure out what the needs are of the villages that we support, mm-hmm. and take it from there and try to be as helpful and productive as we can be. But yeah, there's also some local stuff that we want to start doing as well. So even within Canada.
I have to tell you, man, like the first time we met was before your very first song came out. And I respected you, and I knew I was going to like you as an artist and as a human, because you were excited and passionate about your song, but you were more excited and passionate mm-hmm. about the charity work. And I got to say that to me just spoke volumes. And I was like, you know what? This guy gets it right away from your very first single. So,
oh, thanks, man.
And you also bought me lunch, and that helped too.
Yeah, I mean, priorities.
Well, wait for the big announcement. Tyler Joe Miller, it's going to be huge. And we are looking forward to seeing you out on the road this summer. And again, I do have some siding and windows. If you do miss it, just let me know. Yeah. All right?
Cool. If this announcement doesn't go well, then I might be back to painting. So,
well, I don't know what to cheer for now. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Tyler, thank you very much.
You bet, man. Thanks for having me on.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.